Each month we speak with John Rafferty, the Chief Executive of the Canadian National Institute of the Blind in Canada. And we chat a little bit about some of the big topics there because, well, visual impairment is a global issue, the same barriers and indeed the same opportunities as well. Now, the charity has been looking to the future, planning its latest strategy. And to tell us more, John is with us now. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
So you're looking to the future, as all charities do, but that must be a very tricky thing to do in today's financial climate. You know, the further ahead you look, perhaps the harder it is to plan?
Yes, in some ways, I think that's always right, but that doesn't stop us from looking at what we really want to accomplish and put some markers down over the next 4 or 5 years. We completed a long engagement process with our community across the country. We just ticked the clock over to our second century. So we turning 100 in the last year. So we were really focused on what do we need to do moving forward. And we're publicly launching our new strategic plan this month at our annual general meeting.
So what kind of things are you turning your attention to or carrying on?
Well, the plan is called Bold Dreams, Bright Futures. It's got three primary ambitions. It's part of what our communities told us here and probably what communities would be saying in many countries around the world. So our first ambition is to boost participation in the world of work. And we've got some research we've just completed in Canada. We also help lead that research in Australia and New Zealand. Full-time employment from the largest research study that's been conducted in Canada that we completed is 28% for people who are blind or partially sighted. Full-time employment for people who don't finish what over here is high school is less than 6%. And this has been a forever problem in the community. And it's one that we are going to be putting significant resources behind to really move the needle on boosting employment. So we've got a lot of exciting things, but mostly about dedicating our resources in that. So that's our first ambition. Our second ambition is to unleash the power of technology. We've been tasked with getting a smart device in the hands of every Canadian who's blind or partially sighted and making sure that that device is connected for safety and independence purposes. So we've got an amazing program that we're launching that is, we believe, going to revolutionize how we get smart technologies in the hands of Canadians who are blind, and then provide them the training so that they can use it. And the third is to create more accessible communities. We're investing in organizations and technologies to make the built environment more accessible and internal spaces more accessible as well. So those are our three ambitions. So not a lot, Alan. We should have it done by next Tuesday, I say jokingly. These are big ambitions, you know, and we're really excited to be putting significant resources behind them and a commitment to do so over the next 5 years.
Some pretty big topics there, employment and technology. I suppose with technology moving at such a fast pace as well, that's probably even more important. And of course, a lot of technology is becoming more accessible.
Yes, it absolutely is. And we've got a perspective that's come from the conversations we've had with the community and with our board that these types of smart devices, they're a necessity. They're an independence device. They're a safety device. You know, this is not a piece of luxury to have an iPhone in your pocket. It's a requirement now, and it underpins education and employment and equality and access to information. And while there are still a multitude of barriers with many things, it is significantly growing in the level of accessibility for these devices.
So technology then, you're looking at some very, I suppose, tangible things there, but when it comes to employment, probably more attitudinal barriers that you have to get over or through?
The research talks about the barriers, and yes, there's a lot of attitudinal ones. We've got the 10 largest kind of most recognizable brands are partnering with us in a program called Come to Work, which is about paid internships with the Deloittes and the Googles and the Canadian Tires and Rogers, our TV and internet provider in Canada. So great organizations. They've got a big internship program that are going to really start hopefully tackling some of those barriers. Got a big stream of work in entrepreneurship where we're providing entrepreneurship training, providing kind of resources for people that want to get involved in the gig-based employment economy and start their own business. Also providing seed funding for entrepreneurs who are blind and partially sighted to help them get started. And then we have kind of traditional programs within our rehab work world that prioritise the rehabilitation needs for people who are seeking employment, because transportation and the ability to get to and from the workplace is still actually the number one barrier versus the attitudinal piece. And we think that that can be a lot more controllable if we provide people with smart devices and more training.
Certainly a 21st century strategy there. Is it vastly different from the previous strategy that CNIB has embarked on?
It absolutely is. We were very successful with a path to change in getting rehabilitation moved into a rights-based funded part of healthcare across the country. It's been separated into its own legal entity with its own board that's very focused on patient care and quality outcomes for the rehabilitation needs. And so CNIB as a foundation now can, you know, have the ambition to take on things that are as big and challenging as employment and access to technology.
And the research that you carried out for the most recent strategy then, have you had more input on the direction then from customers and service users? Are you looking to bring them more into the operation of the charity and its goals?
Very, very much so. From, you know, the number of people that we spoke to, the number of open houses, the online survey work, you know, we spoke to more than 4,000 of our consumers in the country from coast to coast. We led them through kind of very open-ended dialogues about priorities and need. And we believe this plan is a very, very strong representation of what the community says we need to focus on. And, you know, working with our board, and the majority of whom are blind and partially sighted themselves, in making sure that we have an appropriate level of resources. You know, we're not going to solve everything around employment in the next 4 years, but we need to start building momentum in that area, and we want to put a really massive dent in the inequities that exist.
John, we're almost out of time, but if people would like to learn more about CNIB, what's the best way to do that?
Our website is being relaunched with some new branding and look and feel and a new tone of voice at cnib.ca. You'll see some described video content there about the new strategic plan that will be on the website, but there's going to be some exciting things and we'll be talking more about them as we roll them out.
We'll look forward to that one. In the meantime, to John Rafferty, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me, Alan.